Between the two rounds of indirect talks with the United States, Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi traveled to Moscow to deliver a message from Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei to President Vladimir Putin and discuss key bilateral and regional issues. Emphasizing strategic cooperation with Russia and supported by China and Russia's backing of Iran's nuclear rights, Tehran is intensifying its diplomatic efforts to strengthen its position against Washington's unilateral pressure. In the midst of indirect talks between Iran and the United States, Iran's foreign ministry engaged in diplomatic activity to prepare for the second round of negotiations in Rome. A major highlight was Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi's trip to Moscow, which drew global media attention. The visit aimed primarily to deliver a message from Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei to Russian President Vladimir Putin. This move occurred shortly after Trump's Middle East envoy Steve Witkoff had also visited Moscow, signaling a shift away from the European signatories of the JCPOA and highlighting the increasing role of Russia in facilitating the negotiations. Although the nuclear talks dominated media interpretations of Araghchi's visit, both Iranian and Russian officials emphasized that bilateral cooperation and the implementation of a comprehensive strategic partnership were also key topics. Araghchi stated that the visit had multiple goals, including discussing regional issues in West Asia. The visit underlined Iran's strategic policy of aligning more closely with Russia and possibly welcoming its mediating role in the nuclear negotiations. It also demonstrated Iran's commitment to strengthening its alliance with Moscow amid ongoing talks with Washington. Apart from the symbolic show of unity, the visit suggested that Iran expects Russia to play a stronger diplomatic role in resolving major challenges in the negotiations. With Russia under Western sanctions and amid the Ukraine crisis, Moscow seeks to raise its international standing by engaging in sensitive dossiers like the Iran nuclear issue. This effort is also part of its broader strategy to resist Western economic pressure. Russia and China, both permanent members of the United Nations Security Council, have supported Iran's right to peaceful nuclear energy and have opposed US maximalist positions. Their backing could help bolster Iran's stance and counter the Western media narrative surrounding the negotiations. In contrast to the contradictory and aggressive US messages following the first round of Oman talks, both Moscow and Beijing supported Iran's call to focus solely on nuclear issues in the discussions. Iran has consistently declared that it will not negotiate on its conventional military capabilities, including its missile program or its regional alliance. In the current diplomatic environment, Iran's multifaceted strategy, especially leveraging ties with Russia and China, may offer new opportunities in talks with Washington. Putin's personal influence over Trump could potentially shape future outcomes, though success depends on multiple variables, including US receptiveness and regional developments. Overall, Araghchi's visit to Moscow reflected Iran's effort to align with strategic allies in the nuclear talks. Russia, in turn, is pursuing both mediation and its geopolitical interests. The delivery of the Supreme Leader's message to Putin underscores the depth of Iran-Russia relations. With support from China and a firm focus on nuclear-related issues, Tehran is sending a clear message to the United States. Iran's defense policy is not on the table, and any future agreement will need to respect that boundary.